Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Lila with the bedtime that I'd like to share with you. With me tonight is Dean Bell and our dear friend Kim Von Pignon. And I'll be reading from the book Your Dream Visions. I join the great writer, and we'll discuss this chapter, and if you feel like joining in, please do. We'll answer some questions and see what we can get into. Okay. The reality of the real you is unchangeable, but always open to continuous evolving expansion of its real awareness. The personal psych self can be changed and manipulated according to the awareness of the person residing in the body. Even though a person is gaining knowledge and experience on this level, they are not really acquiring real experience according to the true reality, as only the real universal guides can accommodate such proceedings. All that can be understood and had at this lower level is very minuscule compared to the real and total awareness of a person's true ability, of course. The human ego will not see it this way, and it will always defend the position of learning and what it can be educated with and by whom. The so-called great scholars of history and present day have their way with the personal survival and knowledge of this world, but not the worlds beyond, which they mainly guess about and create all kinds of philosophies and theories, as this might be mainly the guess, and they create all kinds of philosophies and theories as to what they might be. As human history continues, the barrage of seemingly endless information and formulation of so-called facts and figures becomes the insurmountable and at the same time overly confusing. This does not have to be so, as those who are the new you students of the real guides can attest to. The new student starts to experience a sorting out of all phenomena and personal self that has been given over the lifetimes spent here, starting with their dream visions and then filtering down to their personal world. Even though there is so much to see and do here, when all is said and done, what is it that we're really here for? Is it to follow regulations and commandments and to strive to survive? Or is it really to become more aware and perceive the real freedom that is already available with our real awareness? As the physical self can be changed or modified to better understand and receive proper information and instructions from the real connection with the sound light reality, it will always be according to the individual nature. Life itself is always waiting. You might say that, and that is for the real you to make the decision to rise above the psych realms and experience reality as it really is. The task and training to become more aware is a very big accomplishment, and so great patience and practice is required, as I have personally seen so many come and go because they do not keep up with all the avenues of experience. They must go through to succeed. As I came into this life, I was taught at an early age by Ribazar and others. Then, when I came time for the personal self to get involved, I met with Paul Twitchell's presentation. Just prior to meeting Paul, I was involved with several different gatherings, which led me up to Paul. This was the starting part of my process this life. As Paul taught his presentation, I became very involved because I knew for me that this was real, as Ribazar showed me at this time. When Paul left, there was another who came in for that time period and did what he did. Of course, there was controversy, but I saw it as a part of the adventure. There were many who left the teachings then, and so as the years went on, things began to reveal themselves with this fellow, and he eventually left. The next man was going to straighten things out, as this was the plan, until the influence came along and seductively persuaded him to see things her way, mainly without his full perception of what was really taking place. All of what I have mentioned here makes for the most adventurous story ever. And who would ever believe it? Well, here's the fun part. Only those who decide to explore and have the real guides show them what has and is taking place right now will ever know. All along, this has been the great adventure for me. So, even though there has been a lot of heartaches and constant adjustments, but the final hour, you might say, is here with all I have been through and finally bring to the new presentation into this present form. Only will the real experience I have had from the real side was with the boys, along with my persistence to record the new history of Is on Earth. Does anyone have anything to share on this? Tim, how about you?
Sure. Yeah, I was thinking how this opportunity and how this patience and practice, it's like the whole lifetime now after it's being presented. We have to have patience with ourselves. It's like we're so used to all of our habits, like the lusts and things of the pleasures of eating certain foods, even if they aren't good for us. And so it doesn't seem to be like, even when the treasured presentation is being offered for us to find out what life's about and to not have to come back to this human farming prison planet if we are able to earn our way so that the real guides see that we're pure enough and humble enough and sincere enough and grateful enough that It's just humans right now don't know that even like ourselves and the efforts that are being put out to present this to others, to share it, is very important. It's like the most important thing on earth to become aware of what's really going on.
Yeah, Tim, you mentioned lust for food. I just think it's kind of funny because I just ended a 20-day juice fast, and for the first time, I got what that really means, at least to me. It's like lust. You can lust for any number of things, even for the taste of food. And yeah, I heard that. I heard that a lot, but until I went on this fast and, so to speak, cleaned myself out a bit, I really recognize what that really means. It's like you go for food because foods taste good. I mean, it's not nutritional value. It's like you eat for taste. And by doing the fast, I really got that. You know, just like, oh, that's what I'm doing. I knew it, but I wasn't recognizing it or really considering it or acknowledging that. Now I kind of backed up with that, and I see, okay, I can be more conscious with what I choose to eat because it's more about really what you're putting in your body and for energy and nutrition, et cetera. So it's very subtle. A lot of these things are very subtle, how they work. And they're not spiritual, really. I mean, people think it's spiritual, but it's just making sense of how life is, and how we are as personal, our personal self is, and how we relate to life, how we relate to our real awareness. And Dwayne said the other day, we have to come to like a relationship between the personal self and the real awareness. I mean, you have to kind of meet halfway or have some sort of agreement how they're going to work together, because we really are two people. You know, we have to deal with the personal self and all the five bodies, and then we have our true self, and both of those kind of mingle and blend here in the physical. So it's a matter of like, how do we manage both, and how do we see through, well, basically seeing through the personal self into the who we really are. So that's one take on it. Eric, do you have anything to add?
No,
I'll
add on.
Yeah, because you weren't here. So.
Well, everyone must start somewhere. And so, of course, they will start with religion or similar things. Any of these areas has a real danger, especially in today's marketing ploy world. Even though from the public view, they seem friendly and helpful and harmless, as does Monsanto and GMO and the tech foods and the vaccines that most doctors prescribe. They're just like anything here. Once you get to know them, you see them for what they are. Paul recommended a person belong to nothing at all, simply because they would have to shed their conditioning to them and finally see the real light. With the reoccurring and embracement of the five bodies and the ideas constantly formulated by the mind, a person has a lot to deal with, and they must view through their limited considerations, along with the secondary vehicles that they are working within. And so it becomes a prismatic view of distortion. Unless the individual has real experience to compare with their own personal situation and what they're looking for to accomplish, anything less than real truth and real freedom is a waste of time, and only leads to more drudgery under the submission of the rep systems. There are so many who profess to be able to adjust a person to something better than what they are. And this can be so from the arena of our physical experience only. A fat man can get thin, a poor man can get rich, and an ignorant one can become brilliant. But the arena of these is really very small compared to the all awareness of ourselves. All techniques used from this level of awareness are basically of a psych nature, some more than others. The key ingredient is the real connection and what it entails, along with what the person chooses for their survival here. All we do here carries a responsibility of sorts. There is a scale of action that exists here, and within these three lower levels, it's best to continue and become familiar with how this works. Otherwise, one stays with the status quo and on a road that continues to circle the globe until his life is done, and then the same process starts all over again. The real guides use every means to unravel and entwine the consciousness of a person so that they can begin to see their own plight if they do not wake up to where they are. A great responsibility is involved with those who experiment with people and their dreams and their psych bodies. The old saying that birds of a feather flock together, it's true in the sense of each person deciding who they want to hang with. In the real universes, a totally aware being is like the wind, a vaporous, shadowy being that is all into what is real. From the human mind and emotions, the true reality of life seems so foreign and strange, but it's understandable. But in one of Paul's books, The Tiger's Fang, he briefly describes the higher levels of life. To many, what he wrote about was more of a fable and a fantasy than a reality. Fortunately, reality seems to be like the childhood fantasies all of us have. And this world is a physical existence with all its flaws and shortcomings, has become a solid reality for so many. Here again are the flocks of each species descending where they want to nest, and they are deciding this. The conditioning systems want each person to be just like everybody else and everyone else. The law-abiding citizens and hard workers for this establishment. The world of today is based more upon robotics than it is on anything in the natural and real. If the certain few are already and they rule the world, they had their way. If they had their way, they would make everything blacktop. And there would be no windows in the buildings for 9-to-5 workers to look out on from. Everything around us that is being created is a hint as to what is to come from all the causes that are taking place now. This is a passing dream, and each person has fully decided what involvement as to what they want to create for themselves. Even with all the processed fronts, most people will glaze over the reality of what is really taking place. Everything really is okay. And if this is where a person wants to stay, they have the right to do so. The new presentation, which I have created, has a great opportunity for people to become more aware, can only provide the information and knowledge as a reference and not an actuality, as is a true reality, the all is. So, with this in mind, each person on the planet is given a sort of grace period to decide if they are interested in the real guidance or not. Those who choose to stay as they are and live as they have before and listen to the influence that rules the lower psych realms, they will experience the end result of their choices, no matter what they may determine with their minds or what the authoritarians tell them as a true, according to officially conceived doctrines and pretty words. All of what I'm presenting now then becomes a warning for the humans of this little planet in deep, dark space, and is in no way a prediction of doom, as each person decides what their own fate will be. To have great guidance is a great gift. This is real now. Eric, we haven't heard from you yet.
Yeah, what she's saying is true. This entire world is like a setup. It's a marketing ploy. Everything is set up, from the food that we eat, to the media that we consume, to all of the wars that have taken place, to pretty much every idea that anyone can hold themselves to has been designed and set up to perpetuate destruction on this planet continually, and to restrict everyone, their personal selves, and their real awareness to a one-dimensional place in life. Most of the people that I meet think that this realm, this physical realm, this black space that we're all in, is all that there is to life. And it might seem very large from this point of view, but that's only because most people are unconscious and unaware, and they don't know what else there is. But I mean, that's why we're all here, to share what else is possible, that life is significantly bigger than this single realm in space. There's, what, 6 basic levels to creation: the physical level, where you're listening from right now, the astral level, where you usually dream, the causal level, that's chiefly in charge of your memories, the mental level, that houses your mental body, you know, your mind. And then there's the etheric level that generally deals with your subconscious mind and all of the ideas that you're unaware of and that you're holding within yourself. And then after that, if you can somehow get past that, there's also the deep dark border. And then after that, there's the real universes, which is where someone starts a real life. Because this isn't a real life. This is just a simulator that we're all going through, a process that we're all going through to experience all of the experiences that we're experiencing right now, you know, all the struggle that we're going through, all the experiences, all of this is just a reference point, something that we can utilize to see what is not real and use it as a comparison with what is real, which would be the true reality that life is. But yeah, everything here is basically a marketing ploy, a deception, to just try to control you and restrict you and stamp you down.
Oh, how wonderful. You said it so simply and so forcefully. You're exactly right.
Oh,
we have tried and tried and tried to get this across to people.
Yes.
It's time to wake up, people.
It's time to wake up, yes, that's right.
Yes, it is. And we're going to take a little time out here because time has run out on me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the bedtime stories have come to a conclusion, unless we have Ariana. Do you say something? She isn't here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a final word?
I can make an announcement for everyone. Sure. What day is it?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
11th, 9/11.
When is the next show, though?
Well, we have Facebook Live tomorrow night with Tim at 7 and myself at 8.
Okay. Awesome. If I am correct in remembering, we also have not a Facebook Live, but either a Skype call or a Zoom call on Friday with Henry and Olga, if I remember correctly. In New Zealand, Australia. Well, Henry's over here in California with us, but specifically for the Kiwis that want to wake up and become more aware. You can also check out all of the wonderful videos that Kelsey Lynn Brown has made and shared on YouTube. Just YouTube search Kelsey Lynn Brown. You can also find another wonderful new friend, New Kevin Smith, on YouTube, where he's just constantly sharing amazing videos that people can use as references to wake up. And you can also find all of us on Facebook. You can add me, Eric Oak. You can add Dean Val. And you can add Lila Vohl on Facebook and just see all of the wonderful stuff that we're sharing each and every day to try and help you wake up and learn how to make better decisions. And one of the best decisions you can make is just singing the new you, and you can just start at 5 minutes. And it goes, new you, you, you. Super simple. And just pay attention to your dreams and see what life itself has to show you. That's me.
That's fabulous. That's so true. Imagination, which are fluid realities of life, become the functions which daydreams, nightly dreams, and also the true language of the various areas of the dream states. Dreams are revealed in images which are displayed while the dreamer may take part or simply observe the actions. There becomes a communication to the personal self, thoughts and impressions of what is taking place and what has been revealed. As I am writing this, Yabul Sakabi was an experience where I saw him hold back these huge walls as a force of righteousness and wrath tried to break through and get to me. Because of what I'm writing here, presenting to this world, in the experience, Yabul was standing where the two walls meet. There was a break to where I could see and feel the gigantic force trying to get through to destroy me. As Yabul held the walls, they were pushed forward in my direction. As I stood and watched, his back was pushed up against the walls, with him standing in the position of the break, and he slightly turned his head and looked in back of him at the force that was trying to get through, and then let out a scream as he was burnt on his face by the power emanating from the dark force. When I awoke from this experience, it took me a few moments to realize what had taken place. In this experience, Yabul was showing me the force of which there are those who do not want me to come to the surface. This is not the first time Yabul has taken a hit for me, as I have seen him walk past me smiling with a gash on his forehead several times. Yabul and the rest of the real guides remind me of the Verizon commercial where all the Verizon team is a backup. The real guides want what I am presenting to come into the public view but the wet systems and their appointed gods do not. So, that's a lot of things to say.
Yeah.
And with that, do you want to say something too?
Yeah, Dean Val here, and it's just the part about Lila, the part about the wisp, kind of a wisp of a wind, the beings that we are, we can be like that. We're just like free beings. And Dwayne once said, if we're, you know, if we're everything, then we don't really have to go anywhere. We're just, we are already everywhere. So it's a matter of just recognizing who we are, and then we're basically, there's nowhere to go. We already are here now. So it's an interesting way to look at life. And along with that, the five bodies that we mentioned earlier today, they're just references to this view where we just are now, right now. There's just nowhere to go. Everything is right now. It's an idea for most of us, but if we pay attention, we can be there now and then enjoy that view and be free.
There is a vast difference between what we're presenting and the old rep systems. In the old systems, the idea of traveling or going higher or lower is very prevalent. People are trying to ascend to a higher level, or trying to, I don't know. Yeah, basically that's the idea. They're trying to ascend to higher levels. And when what the actuality of it is, that your real awareness occupies all of these positions through the five bodies. And the way that the personal self can essentially, and it's not even the idea, but to help you understand it, ascend to the higher levels is recognizing that you're already in those positions. That's the difference. It's a recognition of position, and that is where universal positioning comes in, because you're already in a way connected to the whole of life. You're just unaware of it. Your personal self is unaware of it. And it's the utilization of the new sound, the new you, and endeavoring to perceive that you're already in those positions, and how you're going to perceive that you're already in those positions, that allows you to supersede all of this restriction in a way. Please do continue.
That's perfect again. I just couldn't resist, you know, going to sleep yet.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, I knew there was so much. Dwayne has so much here to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
And we really must take this into consideration.
Yes, yes.
And you're telling it so beautifully and so simply.
Oh, thank you.
That, I think it's very forceful. Mm-hmm. And our dream visions are really so important. The dream vision experience was exaggerated to show me what was really taking place with all those aligned to the lower twin forces, and who do not want to the super knowledge to get out. The setup most people have made in this world as their way of life are held by the influence, because with all the agreement she gets from the multitudes of unconscious souls, she will surely not want to let any of them reconsider their limited positions with her. Not everyone will have experiences as I do, because I am the new man. Those who want real guidance will be gently taken along so as not to disturb the sleeping beast that deems feast and fear in all those under its shadow. So if one does not become the risk taker, then they will become once again to forfeit their life to more unconscious episodes in this passing dream. Those who have gross nightmares and actually types of possessions are those who have opened themselves up to the psychic forces in some way, along with the fact that they have no real protection. The unseen forces which exist in the lower levels can be good, bad, or indifferent. It all depends how one relates to them. A person can develop many allies with the good forces. But if they play around with drugs, alcohol, smoking, and raunchy, diabolic music, as an example, they're asking for trouble, as though they were trying to dodge cars on a freeway. There was a movie some back years ago called Ghost, starring Patrick Swayze. In it, there was a good deception of what happens to those people who mess with dastardly choices, as these little dark entities come along and took those who were killing others directly into the ground when they passed over to the astral dimension. There are no mistakes in life, as we get all that is coming to us. Very few people will do what I'm presenting because they do not have the real courage to do so. They will stay as they are and play it safe, which is not really true, because there is no safety here, only the illusion of being safe. I have been to the is. I know what is real, so I am not concerned about the choices that take place in this world and all the deception of the unaware that dream up. The watcher of the dream vision is a real you. Most people do not notice, but they really are not in their physical body. The occult teachings have taught mostly from the idea of the astral body as it does shimmer, and so it is thought of as the soul of the person, but this is not true. I really do represent and respect the abilities of those who can see beyond. That's only the front of them, but such as psychic and seers, they mainly see into the astral worlds and no further. They can give certain predictions and match soulmates up, and they have no idea of what real freedom is. I have known many of these people and worked with them because it's fun to relate to those who are above the general awareness. The dreamer is always the observer, watching the demonstration and taking place in it, sometimes even watching themselves objectively with the scene of what portrays. It is understandable why most people are very puzzled in the dark about their dream visions, because they do not realize that they can become involved and control the situation. The dream mechanism is a mock-up, as is the world a created display of hardened material stuff. But in the world of dreams, the scenery can instantly be changed and altered because it is another dimensional vibration, which is much finer than here. Also, one can learn to go into the higher levels and explore as this idea becomes the most fun. At first, one may want to play around with the scenery, but eventually he discovers that it is much better to fly in the air and be free. Flying is one of the dream aspects that many people did when they were young, and some want to get back to those experiences. And so, by practicing the new you sessions, a person can get help to start to fly again. When one is flying, It shows that they're above things and have a much better view, or simply wanting to be free from this earth. Many are intimidated to keep their feet on the ground, but one should not be fooled. They have the right to feel the great childlike reality of themselves as much as they want, and so take the risk. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Eric and and Dean Val?
I think taking the risk is a lot more fun than staying, you know, with your personal life that you just continue to just go and cycle over and over again. And most people already know that they're repeating the same cycles over and over again, but they just continue to unconsciously do it. Taking the risk is a lot more fun. So is flying in your dreams. A lot of fun.
There's so much more to life, really, than just 8 to 5 and just, you know, it's the curiosity that's out there. What is out there? You know, I want to know what's out there.
So do I.
There's got to be more to life than just this.
Yeah.
You know, going 8 to 5 and maybe having fun and, you know, with your friends, and they don't know any more than you do.
Yeah.
But they're happy going 8 to 5. But there's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dean, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, there's, in a sense, you have to keep up with life, you know, because life keeps moving to more awareness of itself. So it's the singing of the new you first to get on the starting blocks, and then it's contributing to something. Do something. Actually, it's for your own survival.
Yeah.
It's more than just surviving with the 9-to-5 job idea and good health and vacations and income and all that. It's survival on a grander scale in terms of your essence, your real self, your the bigger picture of survival. There's a bigger picture of it, but it takes keeping up with life. Well, first of all, seeing the new you, getting on the starting blocks, and keeping up with life by contributing somehow, whatever way suits you. But just the idea is like, is it for everybody? Something that benefits the whole of life, and make it real with a real purpose, so that it just makes sense for everybody, and you can make sense by paying attention. After you sing the new you, you'll get it in the real side, which we call the dream state, or nudges or impulses. Somehow you'll get it. The real guides will have you become aware of what you need to do. It's very simple, really. Just pay attention. I know Tim has something too to say.
Yeah, sure. Just how important this guidance is, such a great gift, that if anyone's listening about this new presentation and they really do want to make sense of their life here, you have to take the risk to find out. So, and anything less than real truth and real freedom is a waste of time, was wrote. So it seems like the majority of people on earth are just wasting their time when they, so don't take this for granted. It's an opportunity that's being offered. And there's new books available through Lulu.com, The Adventure Is series by Dwayne the Great Writer.
And Dwayne says here, as I have taught for most of my life, I am straight with those who really want to excel beyond their own little life as it is. And that is the biggest step for one to make. It's to meet themselves. As one does, they will see the illusions that they have been under and soon get past them. This becomes the real gift as one is assisted by the real guides to see themselves as a radiant being of light. And with that, I will definitely say goodnight to you all. And the bedtime stories will end this evening with happy dreams to everyone. And we'll all sing New You. New You.
New You.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
thanks.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Good night. Good night.